Chaim Mandelbaum from the Energy and Environmental Legal Institute is a 501c organization engaged in strategic litigation, policy, research, and public education on energy and environmental issues. That's a lot to say, but it's important. Evidence shows now there was a coordinated effort on the part of 15 Democrat state attorneys general to keep their prosecution of climate change deniers secret and to stifle any freedom of information requests, any FOIA requests. After numerous requests under sunshine laws, the Energy and Environmental Legal Institute was able to obtain a copy of this agreement. This, once again, shows you the liberal fascists trying to pursue a narrative, an agenda, and the price they're willing to pay is to crush the First Amendment. Chaim, welcome to the program. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you very much for having me.
Please bring our listeners up to speed about what this document is and what it really illustrates.
Well, Steve, this document is what legally is usually called a common interest agreement. Usually these are used by attorneys when they're part of a lawsuit or a case, and they represent different clients, but they're on the same side of the case, and they want to be able to work together. That's how these documents are usually used. But in this case, even though there's no lawsuit going on, there's no litigation actually occurring, these attorney generals decided to create this document in order to claim that anything they discussed among themselves would be privileged.
Let me ask you, stop right there. I got to ask you. You know, what's really going on here? I mean, all over this country, you've got, you know, members of government doing everything they can to stifle people in the scientific community from doing research, from publishing results, from asking questions, from looking at the scientific method, all in the name of we've already solved climate change, which we have no idea. It's a theory. It's a theory that's not believed by everybody. It's a theory that many now say was overstated and overblown. And yet at every turn, there are the politicians, including these attorneys general, that are trying to stifle discussion in the scientific community at every level. What really is going on?
Well, it's really hard to say. I mean, I think the real question is, what's going to happen if they get away with this? And who benefits? And the answer is clearly going to be more about power to government. If this theory that they want to push, if this stifling that they're able to get away with happens, then more power will accrue to government in the name of pushing this agenda. And so ultimately it's in their interest to stifle, because if they're able to, then in order to fight this so-called problem, government will have to be given more and more power over people's lives. And so for people who spend their entire lives in government, certainly that has to be an attractive prospect.
Yeah, but here's the thing. These attorneys general, they went to college somewhere. Hell, they went to junior high school somewhere and studied earth science or natural science or whatever their science class was in elementary and junior high school. At some point, I would think that they were taught the scientific method. You have your premise, you conduct your experiments, you chart your conclusions and so forth or your findings, and you come to an answer, or you don't come to an answer. But for them to just sit there and band together and say, well, this is settled science, come on, these guys are not that ignorant. They're smarter than that. They've got to be smarter than fifth graders. But the agenda, you thought the DNC had their thumb on the scale for Hillary Clinton, which they did. But my God, these people are standing on the scale, trying to stifle scientific conversation. It is unbelievable that in America 2016, this is going on.
It is unbelievable, and it's really sad. But the truth is that a lot of this can be traced back to those who are profiting from it. And the Energy and Environment Legal Institute just put out a report that shows that large portions of the DNC's platform on energy and climate change were bought and paid for by people like Tom Steyer, who's invested so heavily in, you know, this green energy revolution, and who is ultimately going to lose money if this doesn't go through.
I guess my question is everybody intellectually dishonest because they're being bought off? I mean, it sounds like the word that comes to mind when you talk about this agreement between all these attorney generals is collusion. They're in collusion with each other to create an outcome. It's dishonest patently. And I just wonder if there's anybody that's intellectually honest anymore, if they're just a bunch of, well, just a bunch of feckless weasels.
Well, that's the interesting thing. In some of the emails we've gotten, in private, some of them raised concerns about, you know, what is this proper, is this acceptable under the law? But in the end, they all went along with it. So the answer is, at least among these attorneys general, I don't think so. But we can take comfort in that there were plenty of attorneys general in other states.
No,
that wouldn't sign on.
Yeah, but they all have one thing in common. They're all Democrats. They're all bought and paid for. They all have the same agenda. It doesn't matter what the science is, Kim. It just doesn't matter. Anyhow, I'm out of time. I greatly appreciate you stopping in. Good conversation. Love to have you back anytime you'd like to stop by. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. I'll be happy to come back anytime you have me on.
Kim Mandelbaum from the Energy and Environmental Legal Institute, a 501c3 organization.